America Weekend. Summer Breeze makes me feel fine.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stalfo.
And there she is. And if you hear if you hear sea breeze behind the static on the phone and the connection.
If you hear a seagull.
Yes. And I think I just did. Quah, quah in the background. There it was. Because it is, you're on vacation, but yet you're so diligent. You care about the franchise that is this whole Kalecki and Stalfo thing. You're sitting on the beach right now. You're in the sand.
I am.
And you are just looking for entertainment news wherever you can get it. You're grabbing newspapers. You're looking at people's phones and their tablets. You just stole somebody's laptop, but you're ready with an entertainment report.
I am. Okay, so we need to start off with a celebrity death.
Uh-oh.
Because this is a biggie, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who?
Do you remember Miss Cleo from the Psychic Hotline Network?
Who doesn't remember?
Call me now for your psychic reading. You don't remember that?
Oh, I do. All of, yes.
Okay. Okay, she was extremely famous. She was fighting a battle of cancer and passed away recently. Now, she apparently had a cult following. No kidding. These people will call her on a regular basis to get a glimpse into the future or whatever. And she actually even had followers that would fly to her home in Florida to get, like, in-person tarot card readings.
Wow.
Because over the phone just wasn't good enough.
No.
Okay, so now here's a very interesting thing as I was reading through this article. It said that the psychic hotline over the years has generated over $1 billion, okay? But Miss Cleo unfortunately, made a very small percentage of money per phone call that came in for her.
That's not right.
Where she wasn't poor, she wasn't rich, they say she was living comfortably, but come on, the network made $1 billion. And she was, I think the article said something like, you know, if she worked 3 days, you know, a week or whatever, she would make like $1,500.
And that's not fair. She was one of their biggest stars. That's so weird. The network is making so much money, but yet the performers are making so little. Gee, I've never heard of that before. Wow.
Interesting.
Boy.
That's an interesting and unique story.
Oh, my. As the show drips with sarcasm at this point. See, the one thing that I don't understand with Miss Cleo, all right, so she had this tremendous ability, of this psychic ability. Couldn't she foresee the fact that financially it wasn't going to work out with her in this network?
I don't know, man. I guess the psychic ability only stretches so far. I guess there's a limit on, you know, how much you can see.
Poor,
with your third eye.
My third eye doesn't work as well anymore. But you know, what are you going to do? So she was, what, like 53 years old or whatever? So off she goes. What a shame.
Yeah.
So,
right. Oh, well.
Bye, Miss Cleo.
Now, I'm not going to talk about Game of Thrones. I am not going to talk about Walking Dead.
No.
What I am going to talk about is the fact that American Horror Story has released a teaser about season 6.
Yes, and I saw that and I thought of you.
Yes, of course you did.
Yes.
So we are going to be seeing an extremely creepy season, okay?
Ooh.
Based upon a North Carolina colony of 117 people that vanished back in 1590, okay? Now, the only clue... Now, I guess this actually happened.
Yeah.
The only clue was a word carved into a tree that led people to a nearby native tribe, and this word that was carved into the tree... like, made people think that this tribe came and, like, totally took out this colony.
Ah.
Okay. The set pictures, very weird and creepy. Apparently, there are actors and actresses that have been seen in, like, pilgrim garb and stuff like that. But it looks like it's going to be really scary. And, of course, what else would you expect from American Horror Story? I think that Lady Gaga also has a role in this season as well.
That's it. I'm watching it. I am there. That's it.
Yes.
Pilgrims,
she's
Lady
really
Gaga,
good.
I'm there. Yes, she is.
She's really good.
Yes, she is. She's an amazing person.
She's so amazing.
Yes.
Here's the thing.
What?
I know these entertainment reports are supposed to be about celebs and TV shows.
Nah,
and,
they're whatever you want them
but
to be.
You know what?
What?
In my eyes, an entertainment report is something that entertains me.
That's right.
So, here we go. A 64-year-old Orlando man was arrested when a police officer pulled him over for speeding. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The officer approaches the car, and when he looks inside the car, he saw a rock-like substance on the floor.
Uh-oh.
And he immediately insisted that it must be crystal meth.
Uh-oh. Well,
not
you know.
Like, hey, sir, what is that? The cop went on the record and was like, in all my years of police work, I know what a, you know, a drug substance is.
A rock of meth, yes.
Okay, so crystal meth. So they detained the man. According to the police report, the substance was tested twice and both times tested positive for amphetamines, okay? So this is what the police report says. So they strip searched the guy, they booked him in county jail, and it wasn't until weeks later that the state crime lab did an additional test on this rock-like substance and it came back negative. Take a wild guess what it was.
Rock salt. It melts snow and ice. No?
Okay.
That's my
guess. Krispy Kreme donut glazed.
Wow.
The guy was eating donuts in the car. Apparently, he was driving one of his friends someplace because he's such a nice guy, yet they wanted donuts, so they went to go get some Krispy Kreme donuts, and some of it fell on the floor, and the glaze.
Wow. Here's the thing. Cops and donuts, don't they really kind of have an understanding about those things, right?
Right? I guess not this cop.
Wow.
I'm very interested to know, and this wasn't in the article, I'm very interested to know what happened to the police officer. Because how do you detain a guy for weeks and say that it was tested? I'm sorry, what the hell did they test that came back positive for amphetamines if it was glazed from a donut?
And how awful must the public defender have been that they assigned to this poor guy?
Right.
He's kept for weeks because of donut spillage. So his crime was he did not know how to properly eat a donut inside of his car. That's all he did wrong, and that's not that bad in the first place. That's not good.
This poor man is scarred for life. I'm never going to eat a donut again.
Have you ever eaten a Krispy Kreme donut?
Yes, and they're delicious.
They're amazing. Oh, my God. I had one in South Carolina a couple of years ago. I walked in. I looked at Cecil. I said, give me one of those donuts. He did. It was terrific.
I know.
Yes.
So tasting.
Yes.
Okay. Now, here's another thing that, again, isn't about a celeb, but entertains my brain.
Yes.
Okay, Ed, if you've ever gone to a hibachi steakhouse, you know they do the whole routine, right?
Right.
Chef comes out, he's throwing knives around, the onion volcano, the ketchup bottle that he squeezes, but a string comes out, ketchup comes out, you know what I mean? The shrimp tail, you toss it into the hat.
The whole
shtick. Okay. Well, there's also the part of the show where he pulls out a water gun that looks like a little boy, and you squeeze it like a water gun or whatever, and the pants drop, and it looks like it's peeing on the egg roll, but it's just water coming out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a Texas woman screaming sexual assault because, quote, it peed on me. Can you imagine the police officer that was called to take this complaint? This couple... She was, like, really seriously saying how she felt sexually assaulted because it implied things.
Because he peed on her, yes.
Right.
He peed on her at the steakhouse.
The cop came, took the complaint.
Yeah.
The owner of the hibachi steakhouse issued an apology. And I'm thinking, people know what goes on at these places. Like, every single time I've gone to the hibachi, they've done that.
Sure.
Have I ever been like, oh, that's kind of weird? No, because it's just a stupid little routine that they do, and it's fine. If it's me, I'm looking at this woman and saying, you don't like it, don't come back here. You know?
And it's not anatomically correct. It's not like
a thing comes out.
Right. It's just a little hole. It's like a little Dutch boy doll, and you squeeze its belly, and water comes out of where water should come out. And it's fun. It's madcap fun. And she talked about, because... You actually sent me the link of this. She talked about how she was emotionally scarred by this thing.
I mean, are you serious?
Come on.
Here's what I think.
What?
I think that it's just these people. You know how we always talk about it.
Yes.
Everyone's trying to get in the news. Everyone wants to sue over everything because everything ends up on social media and people end up talking about it on their weekend, America Weekend shows.
All of them.
You know what I mean? It's like people are looking for fame, and I feel like, I don't know if they were thinking that maybe they would get their meal for free or maybe they can like sue or something like that.
Yeah, gonna sue.
I mean, how ridiculous can you be?
Yes, as long as you have
a
lawyer.
If I'm a judge, I'm saying stop wasting my time.
Right,
you know,
and you're gonna have a lawyer that's gonna take this. They've already gotten it on TV. The clip you sent to me was from some Fox station in Cleveland that picked
it
up. And so this is in Texas, but this was in Cleveland that picked this whole thing up. So it's already gone national. Now we're talking about it here, all over the country. So this woman now is like a mini little celebrity, all because she's upset because this little inanimate object peed on her, and it wasn't really peeing in the first place. Get a grip, lady. Wow.
Give me a break.
Yes.
Like, stay at home and cook yourself a meal then.
Right. And did you know what has to pee on anything? It'll just be terrific.
Exactly.
Yes.
Hey, whatever.
All right.
Okay, so I'm going to end real quick, okay?
Yes.
MTV has turned VH1 Classic into a channel dedicated to fan favorite music programming from the 90s and early 2000s. My prayers have been answered.
Right.
Okay? This means Total Request Live, MTV Plug, Beavis and Butthead, Real World. The most important, Music videos.
I will watch Beavis and Butthead all day and all night. I was.
Me too.
Oh, my God. I laugh at that stuff. You know what? The slightest little, hey, baby, just sends me off into a frenzy. And I say, and you know
so
what? The
good.
Great Cornholio still gets me anytime I hear it as well. So it's just.
Yeah.
It's just good, clean fun. So, wow.
I know.
Wow. Mm. All right. Well, so. So
there it is.
So you're there all week. You're going to be just frolicking in the sand and the surf, and you're enjoying
it's
yourself.
Amazing.
Even though the weather has really been crummy up to this point.
I don't care.
You're just away. You're away from everything, and that's all that matters.
That's right.
Some hidden little beach cove somewhere. That's what's great about this whole thing. All right. But you will be back in the studio next week, right?
I will.
Yes,
I'll
you will.
Don't
right.
worry.
There you go. All right. America worries. That's wise. All right. So stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stavro.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.